And welcome to Knitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 87, Sheep Talk. But first, I want to thank everyone who took time out to leave me a comment on both Lacey and Silk Part 2. I was reassured that I didn't go overboard with the Silk information. If you disagree, you better get your vote in now. I had some people ask me what happened to Lacey and did I know. My sister told me that she had run into Lacey quite a few years later and found out that she had married a mechanic from the mine who was approximately 30 years her senior. She had met him while she was waitressing at one of the steakhouses, and he was a good man, steady, very kind and considerate to Lacey, and she had two children with him. I think in the end it was a happy ending to that story. Now to today's story. Some people have asked me to talk a little bit more about the sheep and their personality and how they communicate. I thought that sheep were quiet. I had only seen them out in the field, and they all seemed to be just lolling around, so peaceful and idyllic and very calm. Well, that's not how sheep really are, especially if you live right next to them. They are rather demanding. They are loud. They state their opinion often. And each one has a different voice. Usually it's Dot who starts talking to me. She'll come out with her baa, and pretty soon the babies join in, although the babies are well over 2 years old now. Lion, who's the male, he has the highest pitch, and he comes in with a baa. And then Dash, who is the big girl, she's got the deepest voice and comes in last, usually with her baa. Now, they have different baas. Whenever Dot is frantic and looking for Dash, she gets a more consistent and a longer drawn-out baa. And when Sprint joins in, searching for her mother as well, it's a similar type of sound. Sheep are not very quiet to have around. Usually, if they hear me starting to move in the house, and they have amazingly sharp ears, then they'll start off with their, "Hey, damn it, get down here and feed us now. Don't you know we're starving to death?" They follow that up with a body language movement as well. It took me a little while to figure out what they were saying. They'll hang their head very low down to the ground with their ears out, kind of looking at me cockeyed. And then they huff, and usually a billow of dust comes up, and they look at me. And if I don't respond to them, or if I walk away from them, they follow me, get in front of me, and repeat the movement, and throw in a back leg stomp, which just means that, hey, there's nothing here to eat. You better put something in front of me soon. Adding Sadie to the mix means that we have a really loud household. Sadie has her own different barks, and she also has some really oddities about her. She is terrified of light, especially at night. Whenever my neighbor's car comes in with the headlights on, she just goes nuts. She is terrified of lightning, will bark at lightning nonstop, And oh goodness, when it's a full moon, I always pray for overcast, but not storms, mind you, just overcast, because she will spend the entire night barking at the moon. She has this other little thing that she does that I call the four-corner defense. She goes to each corner of the yard and she sits down and she goes, "Wolf, wolf, wolf." She sits there for a few minutes, repeats it, and then goes to the next corner and does the same thing. The sheep kind of look at her and go, "Oh, yeah, all right, she's just doing her strange thing," and they ignore her. Sadie does occasionally get a little frantic at barking at other things. She absolutely despises squirrels. I don't know why, but if she sees a squirrel, she will bark and bark and bark and bark and bark until the squirrel gets out of her eyesight. Dot will raise her head, look, search for the source of the barking, and then go back to what she's doing. Because Dot is the one that really leads the sheep. She's the alpha. Now, Sadie has absolutely no problem with bunny rabbits jumping into the yard and eating the grass. No, she has no problem with those. She doesn't bark at those at all. But those damn squirrels, they're up to something, and she knows it. The other night, Sadie was going off, and I looked out, and all the sheep had formed themselves in the defensive circle. When they do this, they put their backs to each other. They have their heads raised very high. Their ears are up and going in every direction, and they're looking around. They're very, very alert. And they were all looking around, very, very alert, and Sadie is barking and barking and barking. And I could see Dot saying, "I don't know. I don't see what is up." And Dash saying, "I don't know either, but aren't the lightning bugs just spectacular tonight?" Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any comments about this story or any of my other stories, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com, or you can send me an email at Carrie, which is carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.